saying.
With that, Rush Limbaugh returned to the airwaves this afternoon after what he called 5 intense weeks in a drug rehabilitation center. He was treated for an addiction to prescription painkillers.
Limbaugh did not offer specifics about his treatment or reports that his drug use is under investigation by law enforcement officials in Florida. And he assured listeners that his treatment would not affect his show or turn him into what he called a, quote, linguine-spined liberal. But there were a few minutes today in which the star of right-wing radio sounded a softer side.
I have to do what's best for me if I'm to succeed at this. I can no longer anticipate what I think people want and try to give that to them. I can no longer try to live my life by making other people happy. I can no longer turn over the power of my feelings to anybody else, which is what I have done a lot of my life. I have thought that I had to be this way or that way in order to be liked or appreciated or understood. In the process, I denied myself who I was, and I denied the other people I was talking to and relating with who I really am. And that isn't good.
That on-air self-examination was short-lived, however, as Limbaugh quickly turned his sights on one of his favorite targets, Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy.
So I see that Ted Kennedy called a bunch of highly respected minorities Neanderthals. The fact that Ted Kennedy's still in the Senate and hasn't been forced to resign means that nothing's changed. It's just a good thing Senator Kennedy didn't say it on ESPN, or he might have resigned.
Radio host Rush Limbaugh back on the air and back on the attack today after 5 weeks of drug rehab.